Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome the author, Dr. Angel Iskovich, and a physician. His new book is The Art of Routine, Discover how Routineology can transform your life. Angel's written it with his colleagues Joe Garner and Michael Ashley. Angel, I take you to your youth when you worked in ER at St. Francis Hospital in Santa Barbara. Every morning at 8 a.m., you started a routine that inspired you. What was it, and how did you respond at the time? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, thank you. And yes, that takes me back a little bit. And it's interesting because through medical school and obviously in doing emergency medicine, there's actually quite a bit of organization and structure in the work we do. But obviously, in emergency medicine, you never know what's coming through the doors. Essentially, you could be a little bit of an adrenaline junkie looking to really figure out which way you're going to treat patients, either cardiac, traumatic, or otherwise. But here I came to a Catholic hospital as one of my very first jobs, and it had quite a bit of tradition. And that tradition began with certain little things that they did that gave me a certain sense of certainty, a certain sense of stability, a sense that, and this is the point of a stable environment, to do this kind of erratic emergency medicine work. And that was that they would say a morning prayer most every morning, and it was always on time, and you always expected it throughout the day. And then even in the evening when you left, you knew that exactly on time, there was a saying, please leave quickly and quietly. Thank you for coming to the hospital. And similarly, there were situations where we knew whenever there was a newborn, there would be a chime, and it would bring in a sense of wonderment in the world. And these were the kinds of expectations that made for an environment in even caring for people that gave a certain sense of certainty, a certain sense of regularity. And I learned that became the case for how we've evolved both as humans, where we find stability, and how these routines give us a sense of certainty, a sense of being able to find stability and kind of coordinate with how our bodies are. So that was an early finding in my work
life. I take you to Dublin, Ireland, Croke Park, a Rolling Stone concert, Mick Jagger himself, and you've discovered through a conversation with one of their road managers, routine that is necessary for men as senior figures who are extremely well-to-do, and yet the routine makes it possible for them to travel. What is a revelation here for everybody with an ordinary life about how Mick Jagger approaches his evening?
And, you know, well, surely you would think that artists often believe that creativity occurs more spontaneously, that it doesn't have organization, structure, or routine in order to perform. But actually, it's exactly the opposite. And I think the Rolling Stones, these septuagenarians that were traveling for almost now 55 years, being able to give consistently a high-quality performance in this regard, how does that just occur? Well, it's interesting. For them, they take with them that environment that I've spoken about that gives you stability and certainty. Their backstage is something that has exactly everything in the same place. It looks exactly the same. Their dressing rooms, where they're at, and all of the paraphernalia to give them a sense, regardless of where they're traveling, that gives them stability and a sense that they're somewhere where they feel comfortable in order to perform. And then what you find out that everything is played out almost to the moment when it came to the Rolling Stones. From the moment they arrive with their entourage to the time that they're ready to sign certain autographs to very specific timing in regard to that 9 o'clock when you're on stage of that Mick Jagger, for example, would have 45 minutes exactly at 7:45 to warm up and then to do audio and voice checks and then to also practice his voice, to then gathering themselves together and to, so to speak, bust the crust, a tradition, a ritual that they had to assure that they knew they were going to do a good job in that regard. And then basically get a meat pie that they actually all would open and have a quick bite of to them before they began to perform. And I think that you start to see this in people that are high performers. I speak also of like Jeff Gordon and others in the book. When you start to see high performance, and particularly in those people that are a bit older in the sort, you see the importance of both the routine and the stability of environment. That was my finding also when I studied centenarians, people over 100 years of age, John, and they, that was where we were doing emergency medicine geriatric departments for people that were older. And that was the most common thread that I found, similarly to how high performers like the Rolling Stones are able to move forward. The common thread that I found was that they were in a stable environment, both physically, in physical sense, and emotionally, in support sense, and also that they did things regularly. They did things with a routine. But what they did varied. And that was the concept that the content of what we do, the activity that we do, may not be as important as when we do it, that we do it, in fact, regularly in the sort. And we certainly found some centenarians, for example, that are drinking things such as Dr. Pepper or at times alcohol, that it didn't seem that the content mattered as much. And so that was kind of the focus of how here we can travel. And you see this in high performers. You see how important traveling distinctly is important to be able to change time zones and let our bodies adjust for us to perform.
We go to Auschwitz-Birkenau, 1944. Your mother is a prisoner who has been condemned to work rather than be destroyed. And yet, routine will save her. She's in an environment that is Hades. And yet, because she was a skilled seamstress before her incarceration, and because she knew the machinery, it saved her. When you were born in Buenos Aires, did your mother tell you stories about how she shut out the horror around her and just did her sewing? Is that how it was for her, Angel?
It was, but there were many stories that were kind of held back into the later years. I think there was a significant amount of trauma in order to deal with this. It's what I sometimes call that you're with blinders in order to survive. Even in the emergency medicine where there's a lot of misery around you, in order to focus, you have to have blinders. But for her, it was always the sense of finding something that gave her meaning and purpose, something that she could do on a daily basis that allowed her to survive, even though people around her in these, made up barracks with people who at night would come in and pick up people who have died. But I think this was what she noted, the ability to maintain yourself in some form of coherence during the day in order to somehow be able to sleep during the night, in order to have some meaning and purpose. And for her, she, as I tell the story in the book, it was her ability to have really learned the routine of how to do a seamstress work and how to actually take apart and put together a sewing machine in order to do her work. And being younger, she was tested at that, and she was able to actually perform it, which gave her a sense of work and a sense of meaning in order to survive with her sisters throughout Auschwitz.
You tell another story of incarceration, a POW in an Hanoi Hilton for thousands of days in an 8x8 cell. How did he survive?
Well, Charlie Plum's story is amazing. He was in the Hanoi Hilton there with John McCain for over 8 years in essentially a small 4x4 cell, tortured, having his shoulders, in fact, disrupted and disengaged, and different types of torture at the time. And it was interesting when I spoke to him because I asked that, how did you survive? How did you actually find a sense of meaning and not be degraded? And so the story goes that one aspect of human behavior was the ability to have communication, and they developed a way of communicating among themselves within the cell and the sort so that they could, in fact, have a sense of meaning about others, having some sense of socialization, some sense of being essentially human. But here you are having to adapt into an environment, and not only your physical environment, but nutritionally into a way that you could not really easily survive without developing a sense of compatibility with your environment and a sense of adaptation and a sense of routine. And what was most difficult for him until I think Americans came by that Hanoi Hilton and sprayed the top of the roof, and luckily did not hit him, but made for some bullet holes where he was suddenly able to actually see the sun and see when it was day and night, and be able to now develop among that, so to speak, circadian rhythm, the ability to see the regularity of the world, that the sun rises, it sets, that the moon has its phases, even senses of seasons that were occurring, an ability to start making a routine of exercise, of eating within the constraints. This gave a sense of stability and the ability to survive, of also a sense of meaning and still purpose.
We go to the third century, the third millennium BCE, to Babylon. The god Marduk, the storm god, provided routine for the people of Babylon to work. How so, Angel?
Well, you know, often these types of routines, which go way back, are really the abilities to provide regularity, ritual, you know, so to speak, incentives, things that people can have certainty. And you see this really throughout not only early times and leaders that were trying to actually make people work, whether it was even the Medicis in the Renaissance period, which I don't think I spoke to too much in the book, developed the routines of having parades. They kind of invented parades, the ability to keep those people under difficult circumstances happy and having something to look forward to. And this is where these types of rituals, whether it's parades or holidays or even family and personal rituals that we develop, allow us to then survive as a culture and maintain, again, a stable and a sense of environment.
I'm speaking with Angel Iskovich, Dr. Angel Iskovich, a physician, with Joe Garner and Michael Ashley. The new book is The Art of Routine. Discover how routinology can transform your life. What we've been speaking to is time bubbles. And when we come back, what is a time bubble and how does it provide stability no matter the extremes of the environment? And I think we just gave you an extreme version of extreme. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.